What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Sayin Stacks, also known as Andre Grant. And you are listening to the first episode of the You Know What I'm Sayin Stacks podcast. And the reason why I wanted to do this podcast today is because I feel like I have a lot of shit to say, and I feel like a lot of people will listen. I think I'm very good at giving advice, you know. I think I'm very knowledgeable on a lot of situations. So for today's topics that we're going to be talking about, the first topic of the day will be the hot girl summer. The second topic of today will be how to be a player. And the third topic will be immigration / the mass shootings that have been happening over the weekend. We gotta get a little sensitive topic on there too as well. So starting off with the hot girl summer. What defines a hot girl summer? What defines a hot girl? All right. To me, I believe a hot girl is a female hustler. A true hot girl is a female hustler. / maybe if you want to throw gold digger on there as well. A hot girl is not a groupie hoe, though. A groupie and a gold digger are two different type of mentality type broads. You know, a gold digger, her whole mindset is just hustling. She's a hustler. So, you know, you can shake hands and make bands with a gold digger. She's out to get the cash. A groupie is more of a bitch who's going to be here for the bull bit. She's not really worried about her income. She just wants to be seen. She's attention whoring. Groupie shit, you know. So, but we got to really dive into this hot girl summer topic because I've been seeing a lot of hot girls doing a lot of hoe shit. You got your hoe heels on. You're out there hoeing, thinking that the shit is cool. We got hot girls thinking juggling multiple niggas at one time is a hot girl summer. We got girls thinking if a nigga can't give you money, oh, well, that's kind of hustling at the same time as getting too. But if you're dealing with a true to the game player, he's not just about to be giving you his money. Sorry about that. So this is why there's a disconnect between the hot girls and the good women out here. Because we got hot girls thinking that they can do whole shit and get away with it. Under the guise of being a strong, independent, hot girl, unquote. Quote, unquote, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, so with these little hot girl situations that be trying to happen with the slobbering on cucumbers and penetrating cucumbers and all this other shit, like, how the fuck did we come to that? How did hot girl summer go from that to let's see who has the best head skills? Now, I watched the videos with utter disgust, but I watched them anyway because, you know, I guess you could say it's interesting to watch. I imagine myself getting my dick slobbed on like that, if we just want to be real about it. But the fact that you're doing it with a cucumber with pesticides and all this other goofy-ass shit, throwing off your pH balance and all this other shit, a lot of you hoes don't even know what a pH balance is at the age of 21+. There's grown women out here with a bad pH balance and don't know why. Refrigerator full of Faygo and caffeinated drinks, caffeinated beverages, Sprite every other fucking day. Wondering why your fucking box is hot. True hot girl summer. I wish I had effects. I'd do the little drum shit right there. But yeah, man, just, you know, as far as the podcast go, this is a little bit off topic right now. But, you know, just as far as the podcast is concerned, just let me know where I can improve at. You know, this is the very first episode. I'm just taking it real chill. I'm not really taking it too serious as of right now. As the series progresses, I'll end up getting a lot of people on, a lot of people that you guys want to hear on, or a couple niggas that I just feel have some intelligence on them that can actually teach you little niggas something because you niggas don't know nothing in my bunk hard voice. Yeah, continue it on with the hot girl suburb. And there's like this little, I guess, clash of the city boys and the city girls. not to be biased or anything since I'm a guy, but I believe the City Boys are done won this game, nigga, so much. We done blew these niggas out. We done blew the chicks out. Because I done seen niggas juggling two bitches at the same time. They knowing about it. We got bitches fighting over niggas. We got a whole bunch of shit that we been doing, but I guess we just, you know, we done put like a magnifying glass on how player niggas actually can be. And that's what's going to walk us into our second topic, which is how to be a player 101. Now, the first rule to me, this is all my opinion on how to be a player 101. I'm not going off nobody else's game but mine. To be a true to the game player, oh shit, that's Keisha. Damn, my bad. I'm not editing this out too. This is all raw. But yeah. So yeah, in order to be a player 101, for my true to the game players, I'm only talking to the ones who can keep a 7 and up. It's really pushing it. I'm gonna say 7 and up for my true to the game players. In order to be a true player, you got to be able to juggle these 7s and ups to dimes. And this is where it gets tricky at. Well, for my true players, it's not. You got to keep it 100% real at the same time while you're doing this. Now, this does not mean you cannot cover up your tracks. That's one of my rules, too. You got to be sure to cover your tracks if you're true to the game player, because you can't be messy. You can't be leaving fingerprints and evidence in order for you to be questioned, because as a true to the game player slash Mac, you can't allow your female to take the reins of the relationship in order to her to feel comfortable enough to ask you questions as when you know you're a single man. You know, you just so happen to be here. You just so happen to be kicking it. We're kicking it. We're chilling. Ain't nothing wrong with just chilling it. But, you know, some females, they think once you chill with them a certain amount of time, they start to get comfortable. And once they start getting comfortable, they start falling into their scheduled programming with you. So if you got your Monday chick and she's seeing you every day at Monday at this certain time, then all of a sudden you let a Monday go. She's texting you Tuesday. So what the fuck were you doing? So now you gotta step out your lane in order. You gotta check that at the door in order so she can know that, hey, you can't be all up, but you can't be on my Tuesday schedule when you know you were my Monday girl. So if something happened Monday, oh well. If I didn't get to see you Monday, my bad. I'll try to make it sometime. You gotta let, in order for girls to find you desirable, you have to make it seem like, or you have to be actually busy. And by busy, I mean you have to be getting your finances in order. I know y'all all heard the saying, no romance without finance. Now that's the oldest game I can teach you right there. Because you got to have your money together. You got to have your finances in order. Now, if you're someone whose finances is not in order, that don't mean you can't bag dimes. I didn't had dimes. Nigga, I didn't had nothing. Not nothing. You come over to the crib, you might see a futon and cup noodles. And I'm probably pushing a scrape. But you know what? You gotta remain confident at all times in order to be a true to the game player slash Mac. You can't falter, you can't wither. And for my true to the game players who finances are not in order, you know, you may get the girls that see your spot for the first time and your shit not together and she's doing everything in her power to not be rude and leave on the spot. So, you know, she may kick it for a little bit, but you notice little shit like her purse she's clutching her purse, or that she kept her shoes on, and little shit like that that you can notice, that to where you know, like, hey, something's not right here, you know? And you may get dissed. You got to be able to brush your shoulders off and get back to it. You can't worry about that too much. Everybody gets dissed here and there. I done got dissed before. I know my niggas done got this before, but you know what we did after that? We pulled up again on a different one. And if we missed that one, we pulled up again. You can't be too worried about what women think, because you got to just make sure that you're a true to the game player slash Mac. And then once you believe that, and once you know that for a fact, there's nothing you can't do, bro.
In order to be true to the game player, you gotta be a hustler. And this don't mean you can't have a job. Yes, you can have a job. You can do all that. You know? You just gotta make sure your finances are in order for you to have your pick of the litter and not date down. We got a lot of players out here that think they're players because they're dating down. Because they don't believe they can get someone that they're worthy of getting. They may feel like they're too flawed to get the bad chick, so they settle for that 7, that 6, that 5. You know, we see girls doing this all the time. There'll be a fucking 12 on the scale. Dating so goddamn down, it don't make no goddamn sense. You like, what the fuck is going on? Curving niggas left and right. That's because girls have a more of an insecurity problem than males. So they date down a lot. Now, for that guy, he's probably winning, but he knows that at one fell swoop, it's all over for him, and he won't know what to do with that ever again. These are the guys that you see with that one fine-ass baby mother, and their ugliest catch, and their ugliest dog shit. You got that fine-ass baby mama, though. You like, what the fuck? He had to put that deposit down, and let niggas know, I'm staying here. That don't mean you can't fuck niggas' baby mamas, because we all done been there and dipped out on a nigga baby mama before. Waiting for them kids to go to sleep. Waiting for her to find a sitter. We all done been there. We all done been there. But yet, on some another tip on how to be a true player of the game is you can't lie. Did I already say that? I think I said be real, but oh well, we're raw with it. Can't lie. I said remain busy. Finances in order. Oh yeah. This goes without saying. You gotta make sure you when you step out, you're always clean as you can be. Always as clean as you can be. Always clean. Come on, let me think of something. Hold on, let me hit this Keisha. This is when I would usually have probably some smooth little Mac-ish music in the background. I'll probably start taking calls sometime soon, just call into the show type shit. And we'll probably start asking the viewers questions and shit like that and see how people feel about shit, you know? Relationship advice. How to get buddy. All the shit that really matter, that count, you know? But yeah, though, I just want to take this time to say, free my nigga Mills. Rip J-Vo. Oh, yeah. All right. The third and final topic is my thoughts on immigration and mass shootings. Sheesh. My bad, y'all. This is a very choppy first episode, but oh well, I'm by myself. I'm chilling. I'm cooling. Yeah. So immigration and mass shootings. I'm going to start with immigration first. As far as immigration is concerned, I feel like each race. Well, all right. Before we get to the races, let's just start with the country. America. America was founded by indigenous people. White folks came, fucked shit up, brought niggas with them to build for free. Niggas got free. Before that, the white folks slaughtered the Indians. We gotta throw that in there. Slaughtered the Indians, had niggas build shit. The niggas built this land. After building the land, they start accepting immigrants from other parts of Europe into America. The other immigrants were kind of in a fucked up situation because the other type of white folks wouldn't allow Jewish people, Italian people to all, you know, to have their certain rights until the black man got free. The black man and the black woman got free. This is just my opinion, by the way. Got free, so then the black number started to go up, so they decided to accept other minority groups that, I guess, portrayed themselves as being white, like, such as lighter skin and shit like that. So they let the Jews and the Italians and all the other white folks that say they aren't white but are white. They gave them certain stimulus packages in order to put them ahead as a culture group in America to make sure that they're in a better situation generationally for their, I guess, children, grandchildren, you know, just to live right. So, with that being said, I guess the Mexican people, which some of them do consider themselves to be Caucasian, don't let them confuse you, and the black folks were kind of left to guess fend for themselves while the other Caucasian European groups had some sort of foundation to where they can make a living and make some type of life better than what they had before. So while the black folks are doing that, and the Mexicans, you know, I guess shit was going good, going. So then we get to 2019, and motherfuckers today are saying Mexicans who are here illegally from their native country, or Hispanic people that are here illegally from their native country, are to get out because you're here illegally. And then we have motherfuckers saying, that's not right. You know, it's 2019. Let them in. All right, okay, I get all that. Let them in. America was founded by immigrants, so how about we just accept immigrants? That's cool. The only thing I have a problem with is if they are illegal in the country, like they're not supposed to be here, how can you get mad for a motherfucker snatching someone from their family who is not supposed to be here? Although it's very a sad situation and very tragic, but when it's all said and done, there is a such thing. We do need border security so people who are not supposed to be here aren't here. I mean, we do have to keep the country safe in the same spot. I don't care what you think about it like that. But yeah, we do have a lot of good folks, a lot of good Hispanic people who are trying to get into this country and make an honest living and do right by people and all that. And so they try to do their best to get out of a bad situation. And I understand that. I would do the exact same thing if I was in their position. If I was a good guy, I would risk going to a country illegally and trying to sneak in and make a living, you know? But if I was to get caught, I'm going over there with a conscious decision to where I know if I get caught, I'm going back home and I cannot see my family ever again, but it's worth the risk. And that's what a lot of these motherfuckers got to understand, bro. Like, I don't know how to get into the country. If you want to, like, become a citizen of the United States, I don't know how that works. But I'm pretty sure it shouldn't be that hard if you really wanted to become a citizen of the United States. Unless we're just super overpopulated, which I don't think we are. I don't know. I never filled out a citizen. I was born here. I don't know how that works. I don't know the process of going to become a citizen of the United States. All right. With that being said, that's my little spiel on immigration. I feel like each race should probably stick to what they know. I know black folks probably want to feel like we should help. We should worry about Hispanic immigrants coming to the country illegally and trying to get them citizenship. But if they cannot do it the right way, I don't know what the fuck to tell y'all, because we're already in a fucked up situation. I can only speak for black folks. Black folks, we should not be trying to be on this Hispanic immigrant bandwagon in order to feel like, okay, we're already in a fucked up situation. We can't afford to waste any more time worrying about other shit, because it's so much shit going on with black people specifically, and don't no one speak up for us. So we should probably stay in our own lane for the moment being. Let the Hispanic people fix what the Hispanic people need to fix, because that is none of our business. We need to worry about, nigga, how the fuck is we gonna come up and stop being shot down and all this other shit that we gotta worry about and overthrow this bullshit ass government. Okay, as far as the mass shootings goes, the mass shootings are obviously done by white supremacist terrorists who really feel like they just did some hardcore action movie ass shit and feel like they're dying for a cause. They're so with the shit that they don't give a fuck how many years they did. They don't give a fuck how many fuck if they get the electric chair or none of that shit. They don't care if they get shot in the head on the scene because they so with the shit. They don't give a fuck because and that shows how fucking, you know, determined they are to do some fucking bullshit and how crazy these motherfuckers are. They're not mentally ill. They're just that fucking dedicated that they will fucking think, read the Bible and think that some shit is about them and that they the true, you know, just a whole bunch of shit that religion does anyway and corrupts their fucking mind. So now they're thinking they're actually fighting for their God or whatever, the same God that some of you guys serve. And it's just wild as fuck. Because then we got motherfuckers at the age of 16, 17, ready to go kill a whole entire... Let me think the right word to use. I'm going to use a good word. One sec. An entire... class of students. How about that? That's not really as good, but... And by class of students, I mean like a high school class of students. Like, you know, the class of 2014, the class of 2015. Not a classroom of kids. A class of people. That's how much they're willing to kill type shit. We got motherfuckers walking into Walmarts and literally shooting anybody that fucking moves, you know? So, and then, like, a lot of people think that if we just ban gun laws and shit like that, like... take their guns away, like take the citizens' guns away, that's gonna be a good thing. Motherfucker, I need my motherfucking gun, cause nigga, what the fuck? I need to be able to defend myself and the people I love. What the hell if I just look like turning over some weapons? It's really like, I think for like the gun laws, we just need a stricter way to possess these. Like, in order to like fucking carry an assault weapon, I feel like you have to go through a certain amount of training to be able to say, hey, he should have a fucking... he has enough discipline to fucking, you know, carry an assault weapon and shit like that. Not, or shit, some motherfuckers will pass that shit and still go do it too. I guess you could say that. So shit, I don't really know, bro. It's really just like a catch. It's really like a Russian roulette type of thing, bro. Cause I gotta say it. I gotta say the elephant in the room. It's only white people doing this shit, bro. So how the fuck, like, you don't see niggas, Asian people, you don't see that shit going on, bro. It really just be white people doing that shit, bro. And I'm not even racist. My best friends be white, but y'all got some shit that y'all need to fucking figure out, bro, because that shit is fucking nuts. Why the fuck every time I gotta look on the news about some shit getting shot up, it's always a fucking white person doing it on some other shit? Like, what the hell? And then the news be like, oh, he was 17 and oh, he was, I'm like, bro, trying to make it sound so goddamn sweet. Like, bro, come on, bro. Say, call it for what it is, bro. These niggas is terrorist, bro, you know? I'm seeing, like, some of these shits, like, the nigga who shot up the spot in Dayton, Ohio. I seen some article that said he was a fucking white supremacist, Satanist, and all this other shit. So I'm just like, yeah, you fit the fucking white supremacy mold to a T, nigga. Why aren't they not just, you know, saying this nigga's just a... I don't know why they don't think that this shit is more of a problem than what it is. Why do they think all this shit is unrelated? Like, no, bro. This shit is not all unrelated, bro. This shit is all related as fuck. They all on the same type of time, you know? Yeah, bro. This shit is kind of nuts, but, you know, it's kind of... it's just weird, bro. But that's going to be my little spiel for the day. I think I went for a cool little time. 24 minutes off the top. It could have been better, could have been worse. We'll see how we get over time. I think for the next episode, I'm just going to have a couple homies join. So we're just going to see how that goes. But yeah, thank you for listening. For those who listened, if anyone listened at all, this is, you know what I'm saying, Stacks Podcast, signing out.